have to rethink how we approach preparing for emergencies in the region, because we are constantly having these shocks. And we need to continue to support and not focus on response only, but to build a good recovery framework to address how we are being impacted by these events.
That was voice of the director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. Forbes was speaking at the official handing over ceremony of hurricane relief supplies donated by the government of India at the NEMO compound. The items total 65 tons and are valued at $1 million. Forbes thanked the government of India for the donation, adding that the recovery efforts continue to be a long haul, where NEMO is still engaged in response and recovery efforts in respect of approximately 4,000 households across the islands.
We are still responding and recovering to over 4,000 households in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, with the Southern Grenadines of Union Island, Carnarvon, Mayo, as our islands being severely impacted. And that includes also Pity St. Vincent and Palm Island, our resort islands. Many persons do not know that on a weekly basis, we continue to send supplies to the Grenadines. 3 times a week, actually. Weekly, we send about 3,000 cases of water, because we know that the area is hard hit in terms of the water is fragile in the islands. And we continue the reconstruction and recovery efforts in all aspects, from housing to electricity to water and other commodities on the islands. And today we have items like such as sleeping bags, towels, toiletries, baby diapers, and other items you see here. And we really want to express our thanks to High Commissioner Gupta and your team and the Government of India for supporting St. Vincent and the Grenadines in these efforts. Because
the Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. India and St. Vincent and the Grenadines established diplomatic relations since 1981. Since then, India has made significant contributions to the development of St. Vincent and the Grenadines in areas not limited to agriculture, health, disaster response support, community development, sports, and education. And Minister of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Trade and Consumer Affairs, Frederick Stevenson, said this donation is testament to the continued friendship and solidarity between both countries' bilateral cooperation.
As Foreign Minister, I want to express my sincere gratitude on behalf of the government and people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Following the passage of Hurricane Beryl, the government of India has stepped forward with much-needed emergency relief supplies, even in the midst of their own challenges. In September 2024, intense monsoon rains and floods affected the southern states in India, which resulted in the loss of lives and thousands being rescued and taken to relief camps. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, on behalf of the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we want to express our sincerest thanks to you, His Excellency, to the government and people of India. And even during this time, you still continue to offer assistance to us here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and we thank you.
Minister of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Trade and Consumer Affairs, Frederick Stevenson. His Excellency High Commissioner of India, Subhash Prasad Gupta, says the government and people of India empathized with the challenges of the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines following the passage of Hurricane Beryl. He added that India is happy to be able to contribute to recovery efforts.
On behalf of the government of India as well as the people of India, we are totally expressed our empathy with our brothers and sisters of St. Vincent and Grenadines. We are sure that our brothers and sisters overcome from this the very heat tragedy that was immensely very, very disastrous for the community.
His Excellency High Commissioner of India, Subhash Prasad Gupta. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.